Welcome to Hope Is Here. The Holy Spirit is something that a lot of people, I have to admit, when I grew up, that was a little intimidated. They call it the Holy Ghost a lot of times in the Baptist church that I grew up in. But as I've matured in my faith and grown, I heard a sermon series by Steve Idle on the Holy Spirit about 7 or 8 years ago that really helped me understand that. And today we're going to talk about that with Bill Reeser. He's been our guest this week. We've had a phenomenal time talking about prayer, our first three programs. And if you miss those, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. Listen to those. I think you'll be encouraged. You'll be challenged. Just great, great stuff there. So go to our website, hopeishere.today, to hear these 14-minute programs, the first three we did on prayer. But we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, and Bill does this with his program called Encounter that meets on Monday nights at 6:30 p.m. at Church of the Savior on Brandon Road in Lexington. It's just off Harrodsburg Road. But Bill, John chapter 14, verse 26 says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." And I don't think probably his guys, the 12 guys, the disciples that he did life with, those just were 3 years, quite understood that at the time. And yet over 2,000 years later, I think sometimes we still struggle to understand the Holy Spirit. Talk to us a little bit about the Holy Spirit.
Well, I love this subject. And if there was ever a person of the Trinity, and I say a person because the Holy Spirit is a person, that's the first thing I want to say, he may be the most misunderstood in the Trinity. He is not the third wheel. He is the third person of the Trinity. He is a person that we are to have a relationship with. He is a person that needs to be honored, just like Jesus and the Father. And he has a specific job to do in our lives. You think about it this way. The Holy Spirit of God is God himself, broken into three. One God, three persons, right? So the predicament that we're in right now is that Jesus and the Father are in heaven, and they're not with us. Now, do we have access to them? Yes, we do. Can we have a relationship with them? Yes, we can. But they're not with us. The Holy Spirit is. And so Jesus said, "It's better for you that I go. If I don't go, Counselor doesn't come." When he comes and he starts outlining some of the things he's going to do in our lives, what his job is, what his responsibility is, Paul did a masterful job of teaching who the Holy Spirit was in all of his writings. And so we have an opportunity to have the God of the universe live inside of us. Jesus said, "I have been with you." He'll not only be with you, but he'll be in you. And so I think as believers, and by the way, believers were identified in the Bible, in the New Testament, as people who had the Spirit or didn't. Mm. And so you were someone that made a profession of Christ, but they knew if you had the Spirit, you were identified as a believer, and if you didn't have the Spirit, you were not identified as a believer in Scripture. And so, as believers, we have something that no other religion, no other organization, no other form of Christianity could ever offer, and that's the Spirit of God that lives inside of us. So, here we have the Holy Spirit, the living God himself, that lives inside of us, that gives us power, that counsels us, that guides us into truth, that interprets God's word for us. And so when I started reading God's word, it wasn't my job to interpret the Bible. It was the Holy Spirit's job to interpret the Bible for me. And what I found is that the more I'm submitted to the Holy Spirit, by living for God, submitted to his plans and purposes, the easier this book became to understand. I always joke around. I tell people that the Bible can be as easy to understand as a Dr. Seuss book if you're submitted to it. The reason why it's hard for people to understand is because they're not submitted to it. And they're not letting the Holy Spirit guide them into that truth, which is what the Holy Spirit does. See, the Holy Spirit works on the inside, where the problems of life develop. And that's why Jesus couldn't – you look at the life of his ministry, the 3.5 years that he spent with the disciples, you would think that spending time with Jesus, watching him perform all these miracles, and then doing what he says he was going to do, coming back from the dead, showing himself to everybody, that everyone would say, I got it, now I'll do it. But no, they couldn't do it until the Holy Spirit came, because Jesus could only reach their intellect. The Holy Spirit worked from the inside out. You see, with the Holy Spirit came power. The power to change. The power to be something different. The power to be made new. And so there's so much to teach here about the Holy Spirit. And these are things, because remember, Jesus came in the form of a man. Okay, he was fully God, yet fully man. And Jesus came to teach. Now, yes, there is no better teacher. There's no better teacher than Jesus, but one would debate that the Holy Spirit is the best teacher. No one taught better than what Jesus actually taught, but the Holy Spirit is actually a better teacher, because he can produce the things that truth can't be lived out unless we have the power inside of us. Take, for instance, the fruits of the Spirit. That's not something we learn to do. That's not something we automatically say, well, I want love, joy, patience, kindness, self-control, all these things in our lives. It's an inside job of the Holy Spirit. Paul says, so I say, live by the Spirit. So I say, let the Spirit control you. And when the Spirit controls you, these things are produced in your life. I always tell people, you're either full of yourself or you're either full of the Spirit. And you're never in control of yourself until the Holy Spirit has control over your life. And so the Holy Spirit not only wants to control our lives, he wants to fill us and empower us. That's why the scripture says God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Where does that come from? Holy Spirit.
Well, I love in your teaching that you do an encounter on the Holy Spirit. You said, you know, without the full power of the Holy Spirit in your life, you are operating your own human strength. And for somebody listening, you may just be weary. You're just exhausted. And you're like, God, where are you? And I think what you're just sharing here, Bill, if we just simply ask the Holy Spirit to come inside and help us, man, it'd be amazing how much more strength and energy we'd have.
Think about what you're just saying. You just said something so profound. If we would just ask the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, how much more will my Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? But we're afraid to ask because the Holy Spirit has been misrepresented. The Holy Spirit has been misunderstood. It never gets taught about in most churches anymore. You think about the subjects that we're talking about, prayer and the Holy Spirit. You hardly get any sermon series or talks on the Holy Spirit anymore because it's been so misrepresented, because there's this camp and it's just God's word and they're not open to the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. And then there's been misrepresentations of the Holy Spirit. I always joke around, God's looking for good fruit, not religious nuts. You know, there's people running around there saying, Holy Spirit this, Holy Spirit that. And, you know, the Holy Spirit's job is to always point to Christ and always point us into his word. And so he'll never do anything on his own. Okay, he's the exact representation of Jesus Christ. And so the Holy Spirit will always point to Christ. He'll never go outside God's counsel and Jesus Christ. And so, and people get away from that. Well, Holy Spirit told me to do this. Holy Spirit told you to do that. And I've seen people say some crazy things out there. And eventually those people blow up.
Yeah.
Okay? So you got the group here that's just about the word and not open to the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. They eventually dry up. This group blows up. But if you combine a good balance of the two, mm-hmm. where you're grounded in God's word and you're open to the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, you'll eventually grow up. And you need to comment. You need to be open to the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. Think about anything great that Jesus did or that will ever happen in our lives are always happening because of the power of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was born, he was born of the Virgin Mary, empowered by the Holy Spirit, right? When he was sent out to do ministry, he was empowered by the Holy Spirit, led into the desert, full of the Holy Spirit. Everything that he did was full of – when we're saved, Scripture tells us that we are – our spirits are made new. If anyone's in Christ, the old is gone, the new has come. A real transaction takes place where our old life gets crucified, we're resurrected, made new in Jesus Christ. We get a new life, a new identity in Christ, a new heart with new and right desires. We get a new nature. All this happens through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us power. And back to your question for someone listening, you know, when I'm weak, when I'm struggling, when I don't know if I have another ounce of strength to make it through another day, the Holy Spirit is your answer. And it is okay to say, Holy Spirit, fill me. Holy Spirit, bless me. Holy Spirit, strengthen me. Because when we're weak, we are strong. Holy Spirit, give me hope. Holy Spirit, empower me. Give me the grace to get through this day. Give me the grace to get through this chemo treatment today. Give me the grace to get through this hard conversation I'm going to have with my spouse today. Holy Spirit, guide me into truth. Holy Spirit, give me your peace. Because that peace is something the world, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. And the peace I give, the world doesn't offer. Well, how does he give that peace? Through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit gives us that peace. You know, Apostle Paul tells us, don't be anxious about anything, but pray about everything. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds with Christ Jesus. How does God do that? Through his Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's how he does that. So, I think we need a clear biblical teaching and understanding of who the Holy Spirit is, how he operates in our lives, and how we can tap into that power of the Holy Spirit each and every day of our lives. So we need a practical biblical pathway and teaching of who the Holy Spirit is so that we can live Spirit-filled lives, because Romans 8:14 says those that are led by the Spirit are called sons of God.
Amen and amen. Well, and I always think about, you know, the Trinity that we talk about a lot here on Hope is Here. And for people that are alone, you know, I'm going to remind you, and I mean, there's people that are in marriages that are alone. There's people that are successful business-wise, CEOs of multi-million-dollar companies, hundreds of employees that they do feel alone. The Holy Spirit is there for you. You are not alone. And I love with the Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and I've shared this on the air before, that sometimes if I'm going into a meeting and I feel a little overwhelmed, and maybe I'm meeting with two or three people, and maybe it's going to be a difficult meeting, I've invited the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so and I feel, you know, I've got four. There's four. Those three and me. So I want to encourage you, if you are struggling with loneliness or feeling overwhelmed, to invite the Holy Spirit, as Bill has talked about. And we're going to continue this conversation tomorrow. So I want to encourage you to join us as we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. But I loved in your list and your teaching, Psalm 139, verses 7 and 8. It even talked about the Holy Spirit being everywhere and you cannot escape his presence. But there's a lot more the Bible has to talk about the Holy Spirit. So invite a friend to join us tomorrow as we're going to continue our conversation with Bill Reeser. He is the founder of Encounter here in Lexington, Kentucky. So invite somebody to join us. If you tuned in late, you can catch this whole podcast on our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.